This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our holidays and events section. Homecoming. Homecoming is an American tradition that takes place every fall on campuses across the United States. University, college, and even high school students, past and present, participate in this week-long reunion. Events include parades, rallies, and the first home football game of the year. It's difficult to pinpoint the exact origin of homecoming. Many historians credit an athletic director from the University of Missouri as the first organizer. In 1911, Coach Brewer wanted to hold a special celebration to show off Missouri's new football field. He invited thousands of students and alumni to attend an event, which included pep rallies, parades, and a football game against Missouri's rival, the University of Kansas. Before long, homecoming celebrations like this were taking place annually on campuses across America. Homecoming week usually occurs at the end of September or beginning of October, a few weeks after classes have begun. A tailgating party before the first home football game is often the largest draw. Many alumni attend the game and enjoy the nostalgia of being on campus again. During homecoming week, students parade around town wearing school colors and showing off their school spirit. Some schools hold a large bonfire as a symbolic way of protecting their campus from rival schools. The homecoming court is an important part of this fall tradition. The homecoming queen receives the most attention, but many schools also crown a king, prince, and princess. The king and queen are popular senior students with good grades, while the prince and princess, or sometimes duke and duchess, are first-year students with great potential. Members of the homecoming court are invited back the following year to crown their successors. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our Holidays and Events section. That's all for today. See you next week.